It's the 19th of August, 2016, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's, that's right, Yahweh owns the planet, on his good planet, Earth. Doesn't belong to the Republicans, the Democrat, doesn't belong to the Japanese, the Mexicans, doesn't belong to the African Americans or the Anglo Americans. It's God's planet. As a matter of fact, they have in some of the IMAX theaters right now a great film that you can go and see where you can see pictures of the planet, of the man, what's surrounding our Earth, and so that you could worship a God even if you don't believe in that now. This did not happen by accident. It's not a mistake. When I see the planet Earth and think about all the men around it and what they're doing in it, I'm saying, my God, isn't it wonderful to be alive? But you know, a lot of men wouldn't say that. A lot of men wouldn't say, you know, I don't mind being alive. Why are you feeling that way? Well, I'll tell you why. Because if you really want to look at me and ask me who and what I am, you are listening to a gibber. That's right. I didn't say a gibber. I said a gibber. Those of you that's been following me for years know exactly what a gibber is. Underneath, he's a glorious hero. All men are not that. Most young men are not glorious at all in how they think and how they act and what they say and what they do and how they disregard the future. Young men disregard the future. In other words, if they thought about the future, they would think about something before they would put pictures of themselves up on the internet exposing everything about them. That's not very wise. Not very wise to grow up in a country called America where you can see it on CNN, NBC, ABC, and CBS. They're always trying to find somebody and catch them in something and make them apologize. But I'm a gibber. Some popular reasons for the rejection of this hero type is because he's always talking about the battles that he's involved in. He kind of likes his guns, his bombs, his fights that he has. He likes to keep his knife sharpened. Blood doesn't scare him. It intensifies his ego. Violence looks like it's a part of the gibber. Swords and it's murderers, that would be a gibber. But I'm talking about the good kind of gibber, not the negative kind of gibber. So I want you to join me for this webcast as we define this warrior that you must become if you're going to survive in the new America. Because in the new America, there ain't no place for weak men. There's not any place for indecisive men. The men that don't know why they're doing what they're doing, what they're going to do, where they're going after they started to do it, why did they start doing it, and what happens if they don't stop doing it. This gibber thinks about those things. He doesn't think like his mom. He doesn't think like a female. He's going to think through every loophole. And look, I'm not talking about Hillary. If she wants to lead the country, she better have some gibbers on her side. It's a Hebrew word. It's a Hebrew word. So it comes from a Jewish connotation. And that's why I like B'nai B'rith, who would say, never again. That's gibber talk. They're saying, never again will we allow some insane asylums to annihilate 6 million of our own kind. When I think about the black folk and the poor white folk now being shot down, choked out, beat up, burn out of the hills, out of their homes, flooded out in the South. Man, is God trying to tell us something? Let me tell you something. This is very interesting. This character of the gibber stands unapologetically throughout all of history and throughout all civilizations. There has been gibbers. These gibbers are the men that knows how to think, thinking through everything that happens in their lives. The root idea is that of power or strength, with the emphasis upon excellence and superiority. And I'm not talking about racial superiority. I'm not talking about racism, classism. I'm not talking about that at all, because you can be as poor as Job's turkey and be the strongest giver on the block. It has nothing to do with what you possess. Not at all. A warrior without strength is a contradiction. You know that. You know that. You're going to call yourself a warrior, but your life is living in total contradiction of everything that you know. You are not, my friend, a giver. You are not a giver. A giver is one that knows how to do that. The term giver is always used for grown men, and it's never used of women. Listen to me. A woman, no. She cannot be a giver. Now, you may say, well, that's not fair. I know a lot of masculine women. You just give them a little estrogen and they, no. No, we're talking about people that don't have to put those kinds of drugs in them to give them another nature. I believe that you are the nature that God made you as. Now, I'm not talking about people that think that they're women trapped in a man's body and vice versa. I'm not going to have that argument. You can have that argument if you will, but when you were born and when you came up, you were, if you were a woman trapped in a man's body, we would be seeing a lot more of that. But, well, I'll leave that alone. So giver can't be a woman. Okay, to be likened to a woman in the giver's world is a put down for the warrior. And that's what's wrong with our military. That's what's wrong with the men in this country. They don't think like givers. They think like lily livers. You have to understand, because when you look at the word, it is likened to a woman. That's a serious put down of the warrior. Only men, as a matter of fact, in the Hebrew mind, only men over 30 were called giberion. In the Old Testament Bible of the Hebrew Bible. You can look at that ancient book, 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 3, and verse 24 and verse 27, to look that up on your own. So what is it that the giver does so well? And you can probably pick up from my voice that I'm tired of meeting feminized males so much, because feminized males annoy me. I didn't say feminine males. I didn't say that because I think I have some feminine qualities about myself, and I don't annoy myself. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about feminized male. A feminized male is a male that, instead of thinking in the giverly court, is thinking more like a female would think. Now, you may say, oh, well, you're a biased person, John. You've always been that. I've listened to your work. I've listened to your webcast. You're just a 72-year-old old biased man that doesn't have love for anybody else but what the way you think, and blah, 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 blah. That's being feminized, because you didn't listen to what I said. Because when it's time to fight, you don't need a feminized male on your team. You need a giver. When it comes to protecting a society, protecting something that you cherish, you need a giver. Oh, yeah. You know, you may try to put down the idea of God, religion, spirituality, and all that, but when it comes down to it, boys and girls, you need a giver. And if you don't have a giver, you are going to find yourself in a mess one of these days. Now, what is it that the giver does well, since we've established what he is? He competes in order to be superior in everything that he sets out to do. See, he doesn't say, oh, well, I'm trying. Have you heard that from young men? I'm trying. How much longer do I have to try? When are things going to start coming around my way? You trying? What do you mean you're trying? No, the giver competes to be superior. So what in the heck are you trying for? Do what you know to do. He strives to be prominent. He wants to be on the mind of other individuals as an individual that can be called upon at any time. You know what? Because I'm 72 years old, I was asking Mario today, I said, Mario, man, do you think that if I had retained my job as a traffic officer in the city of LA that I'd still be working? And, you know, I forget what Mario said, but I think that I'd still be working. Maybe not directing traffic, which I love to do, but if I'm in good health, I would sure put forth a darn good effort to do that. I'm telling you, I'm striving to be prominent now. What else does he do? He strives to gain significance. You see, we live in a world where men today, well, you know, if she's, no, are you a significant individual? Who is the person that makes the final decisions in the household? You're going to let your wife make them? You're going to let your mother make them? Wait, you grown. You still let your grandma tell you what to do? You're 38 years old and you don't know how to make a decision on your own? Wait a minute, you have never hung around a man? You don't know why a man makes a decision that he does? Though, my friend, he strives to gain significance. What else? His life gives birth to his vocational pursuits. I tell these boys around here all the time, I tell Mario, you better continue to engage in pursuing your goal, because I don't want a man around me that won't do that. When these young men look at me and say, what do you mean? I said, am I still doing webcasts? Am I still being superior and prominent and of significance? Am I still doing that? Am I trying to do that today? Yes. Well, why aren't you? You're a man. Are you a feminized male? You see, now it either goes one way or the other. His life gives birth to his vocational pursuits. He is going to pursue that vocation until he gets there. If it's college, he's not going to drop out. You young men, listen to me. Your parents are sending you to college and want you to go to college. You go there and get that degree. Don't drop out. If one of the subjects, you know, get difficult, get a tutor to help you. Man, if you need to talk with somebody, go to an older man. If your daddy can't help you, go to another older man. Do like we used to do in our community years ago. See, you may try to get rid of the old-fashioned minds, the men like me, the givers like me, that think the way I think. But I'm thinking about community. I'm thinking about expanding that. I'm thinking about bettering myself. And I'm not against women, but I'm saying, damn it, women, let a man be a man. Stop holding him back. Stop cussing your man out. Stop comparing him to the horny toad you married the first time because you were horny as a toad yourself. Oh, I know I'm right about it. The giver. The giver is the energy that keeps men going. Oh, yes. We may have to take pills and everything to keep things going and flowing, but I'm telling you, man, that giver is that energy that keeps me going. I'm a man. I don't think like a woman. I don't think like a woman. I can't. I don't want to. Why? I don't want to. I can't. You don't understand what that means. And then I must pass this trait on to other young men because they don't know their fathers. They won't listen to this study. They won't take the time. I'm not a woman hater. As a matter of fact, a real woman loves me. A real woman wants to be around me. A real woman wants a man like me. A real woman wants somebody to lead her, to make her life comfortable. You think a real woman want to get up every day? Let's say that a woman is a principal of a middle school in the inner city. And half of these boys that come out here, four-fifths of these boys don't have any fathers. The mother's trying to put them in there because they're going out trying to make a living. Now, when there's a problem, do you think that woman's nerves can take 25, 30 years of this before it burns her completely out? Put a man in there that understands a male. See, I'm 72 years old. God, if I had a PhD, let me be the principal of a school. Every time a boy would get in fisticuffs or something, have them both sitting in my office. And they would be some prime suspects of advancement and beauty when they leave my office, because I love their very souls. There ain't nobody, because a true giver is a strong man. He gonna love the soul of a young boy. Yes, he is, even if that boy is not his. That's why I love males so much. See, you got to understand this thing. God puts it in certain men like me. And it comes out. I mean, I ain't playing no elastic game here. I'm not trying to aim with a slingshot. I'm aiming with a rifle. dead bullseye, Olympic quality. I'm going to hit a 10 every time I fire that weapon. Oh, yes. You have to keep in mind that this aspect of being a man is in the positive aspect. The positive aspect and not the negative. I'm not talking about a giver being a gang member that can knock somebody out, that can take another man's wife and rape her and make her love him. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. Because if you want to talk about that kind of a giver, there's enough of those out there. All right? And they would say amen to what I'm saying. Now, what else is it that the giver does? Well, he presses towards his goal. Are you doing that? Do you have a goal? Have you ever had one? Do you know what a goal is? Have you ever looked up the word? Have you ever idealized it in your mind? Do you think that you are goal-oriented? He stands his ground. How many men do you know today that's going to stand his ground instead of backing up? That's one thing that I like about Donald Trump. Everybody know what Donald Trump is like in his mind. But he stands his ground. Donald Trump is a giver. Yes, he is. Yes, he presses towards his goal in life. And his goal in life is to make America old-fashioned the way it was when I was a kid growing up. That's what Donald Trump wants. I don't care what you think he said. Man, and don't be talking, he's for Duke of the KKK. You're going to always have a KKK. My question is, sister, you sitting your behind in the church 3 days a week, every week of your life. Do you love the KKK? Wait a minute. Where'd you go, baby? Why you looking at me like that? What you say about their necks? Rednecks, what? Wait a minute. I thought love drove you. That's why you came to my website. You don't come to my website to pick a fight, do you? And please don't do that to me, sister, because I'm a giver. You're talking to a giver, baby. So ease the heck up. I'm no feminized male. You're not gonna get me to change my mind. You sound like my wife used to be until she married me after 2 weeks. Then she stopped that nonsense because she knew better. Because even at 23, I guided her. No, I didn't. I did not beat her up. No, I did not browbeat her. No, I did not do that. She was happy to be with me. She married a giver. Those of you men that are not givers, you do not know what I'm talking about. And you're the ones that I'm speaking to on this webcast. Stand your ground, brother. The giver defends his personal and spiritual objectives. Do you change because it doesn't meet the status quo of most people in your society? Well, I believe that a female can be a pastor. God said never should a female be a pastor. Now, I'm going to agree with God. Who are you going to agree with? If you're going to agree with the current situation, you're no giver, fool. You're a fibber. You see what I mean? That's the way you do God. I can't believe you said that, some of you people out there. Know what else? Because I'm talking about what he does so well. He does this even to the point of taking a risk. See, because of his spiritual objectives, he knows that he lives in a society that doesn't put their trust in the spirit. Oh, a lot of them say that they do, but they don't. They put their trust in money. God knows I've never done that because I've never had any. All right, what else? His warning is ongoing in his pursuit in whatever business he's involved in, however he plays sports on the national stage. His marriage is never compromisable. His conversations are those that leave some intent in your mind, and his political agendas only favors that which is true. You think I'm a giver? Oh, yes, my friend. You're listening to a giver, and I'm not a fibber. Can we find examples? Yes, you can. Yes, you can see an example of warrior strength if you want to read something in the Bible in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 6. I'm going to read it to some of you because some of you get offended as I read the Word of God. I won't read it. Oh, I can give you other examples characterized by strength. Me. Lord willing, in a few days, I'll be going back to work at the college. Thank God that I'm able to still work. And you know what I did last semester? I refused to take the professor position at the college that I'm working in because I'm 72 years old, and I really didn't need, I couldn't handle the workload of five classes or more. And let me see. Yes. All right, there it is. Well, you know, I just couldn't handle the workload of all those classes, because the older I get, going from one side of the campus to the next breaths me out. So I dropped out of the running and let the other professor, they hired the new professor. I only have one class. Only one class. I only go to work 2 days out of the week. My money's going to be cut down to 1/3 of the 3/3 that I used to get. But I'm good with that. Now, do I feel bad? No, because I'm a giver. What do you mean, man? You should look out for yourself. No, I know that my career and my days in that kind of leadership capacity will come to an end. So I'm making my heart ready for that transition. And so that when it comes upon me, I won't be shocked or angry or depressed or giving some excuse why I don't like, love, or pretend to behave in a way that's sensible towards my contemporaries. You can tell my studio window is open. And so let all the dogs plus bro man join in as Mario plays that beautiful guitar for us here. So we can find examples. Givers have power, and they show their power. They demonstrate it. President Obama's been demonstrating his power. Hey, listen, and a giver can demonstrate his power in the right way. You would expect your president to be a man of righteous judgment and faithful to the truth, correct? Well, I'll tell you one thing. You would expect it, but do you see it much? Nah. What's in the way of us becoming this warrior? True manliness is being the spiritual warrior who does not trust in his own abilities. So often, while I was pastoring in the church, I was accused of being big-headed because of my education and because of the knowledge that I had. And I would tell them all the time, no, it's really not like that. He is one who only trusts in what he knows to be true. And here's where I have difficulty with the younger generations. They haven't lived long enough. They don't have enough tenure in their lives to know what truth is. They haven't lived enough truth. They haven't seen it demonstrated to them. So those of us that are men of age, if you're 50 and above, you should be a giver by now. If not, you're a lymph node liver. That's what you are. And I'm telling you, that's what makes America weak. See, America has a lot of non-giver men. First thing that they did is they try to do away with religion. Okay? They minimize the power and strength of our country. Now listen to what I'm saying and hear me well. And I may go down in history. You may not want to come to my funeral and all that kind of stuff. I really don't care. But I'm telling you, in order to have a strong country, you must have strong men. Not men like Joseph Biden that can talk to you and try to use euphemisms and things like that to try to persuade someone with socialistic words, tactics that the commies used some 50 years ago. Do you know who you're talking to? When I was in the Army in 1965 to 1967, they didn't show us propaganda films. They showed us what people with that mindset drive a civilization to. I know you youngsters, you aren't feeling me. Why don't he die? What, is he still alive? What? Damn, how long is he going to live? When are we not going to hear his voice no more? Oh, I'm so tired of listening to that man. He make me sick. And he always talking about women. When I talk about women, I'm saying, would you marry a giver? That's what I'm asking you, baby. All right, some of you women that are listening to me right now, is your man a giver? Or is he a fibber? That's what I'm going to call this program, a giver or a fibber. Oh, my goodness. Come on, ladies. Tell me, is your man a giver or a fibber? and tell him to his face right now, no fighting, no fighting. Wait a minute. Some of you dudes that's going to marry some of these women, you know, I hear these young men talking about they want a woman. They want to get married. And I wonder what kind of married men would they be? Would they be givers or would they be fibbers? I swear, Mario is my witness. A young man that I never met before came to the house under the peace flag. And he was sitting in the living room speaking to Mario. I think he was 21 years old. I just got out of a mental hospital, really, because of his situation. And kicked out of an in-law's house. He just told me on the sly that he was physically abused on numerous occasions. And this young man told Mario and I that he wants to make a baby. It about knocked me off my feet. I said, what? I said, you set your butt down right now. I set him down in my living room. I said, first of all, shut up around me. You don't know what you're talking about. You sound like a fool trapped in fantasy land, living out some mad adventure that you read in a cartoon book somewhere. And I said, oh my God, look at what this society has done to these young black men. Totally destroyed what was left of a cognitive dissident mind. I told him, you have no business making a baby. You couldn't feed it. You wouldn't know the first thing to do. I'm telling you, I can tell you other stories about what people do when they have babies. And I'm telling you, it's the most embarrassing, degrading stuff that I've ever heard of in my life. I didn't say seen, because if I had seen it, I would have stopped the scene. Because I'm a giver. This society has turned into Well, I hope you got the point. Are you a giver or a fibber? If you're a man, you can disagree with Hillary Clinton. You can disagree with Donald Trump. You can disagree with me. But if you're a giver, you're going to respond and say, you wage a good argument, brother. A very good argument. Though I would say I'm not a feminized male. I know a few like that. And they need to hear this. Well, thank you, brother. That's why I do my webcast. Because you see, I'm not against anybody. Hear that man singing that song, that love song. On my porch as the sun goes down in Los Angeles. We were talking about his future, what he planned to do and how he was going to do it. I told him today, I said, hey, Mario, if you don't see the out game, meaning what you're going to look like at the end of your giver-driven career, you have no fortune ahead of you. And he said, you know what, old man? He said, you're making me think. I said, indeed. Indeed. Hey, listen. It has been good spending my time with you. And I am praying that we will get a chance to talk like this real soon. I don't have to spend an hour, just a little under 30 minutes, think about what I've just said. God bless you. And whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay in the Word of God.